Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Mercedes. How may I help you? Good morning. Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Mercedes. How may I help you?
Yes, good morning. My name is Sandy, and I have a charge on my account at the bank from this phone number, and I did not authorize any purchases from a daily recover hit routine.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I'm a third-party customer support agent at a call center. May I please have your zip code to pull up your name to see what's going on?
I am learning to use a hearing device. Can you please repeat that statement?
Yes, ma'am. May I please have your zip code to pull up your name to see what's going on?
Okay, I'm not catching that.
Yes, ma'am.
What information do you need from me?
May I please have your zip code to pull up your name to see what's going on?
You need my name?
Your zip code, please, ma'am.
The zip code is 82835.
Yes, ma'am, and thank you for the information. And your first name again, please. First and last name.
Last name is hers. It's H-I-R-Z.
Yes, ma'am, and thank you for that information. And only to verify that I do have the right person up, could you please verify your address for me?
I don't believe that's necessary. I believe I have given you all the information you need. You've given you my last name and my zip code.
Yes, ma'am. This is only to verify that I do have the right person. Could you please verify your... It's showing up as a P.O. box. Can you please verify your P.O. box number?
I guess. I was giving you my address. 235 is the P.O. box.
Yes, ma'am. And thank you for the information. I do see that this account started on May 18th. Do you remember any surveys coming to your phone saying that you want a Makita and all you have to do is pay like a dollar or two for shipping and handling? It said that it was free and all you had to do is pay like a dollar or two, no more than about $3 to $4 for shipping and handling to receive it.
Okay, I did not order anything under my knowledge. So I would like this $59.89 credited back to the account that you've taken it from.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Do you think anybody in your household could have done the survey for free gifts? Because what had happened was, if a survey was completed, at the bottom of the page were some terms and conditions. And it said that you won a chance to be entered into a contest. And within the contest entry, it came with a subscription to a Bites Hub meal plan, which is an app that you can download on your phone. It's got plenty of recipe guides to eat better and to feel better. And it also have guides to show you how to cut back on sugar and carb cravings. But do you think anybody in your household could have done a survey for that mixer or that Makita?
I don't know everything you're saying, but I expect to see this credited to my account, and I want anything canceled that I may have signed up for. I did not authorize this through any debit card ending in 1324. I do not own such a card. And how you got it onto my bank card, I have no idea.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So I am about to get this account canceled for you, and I'm going to get you transferred over to the fraud department so that they can see how this account was created, and so that they'll be able to help assist you with the charge possibly. Yes, ma'am. I do have a confirmation number to confirm that this account is canceled before I transfer you over to a supervisor. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, transfer me to whoever you need to so we can get this taken care of. I don't have all day.
Yes, ma'am. Would you like the confirmation number to confirm that it's canceled?
Okay, you have my confirmation number that this has been canceled?
That the account is canceled, yes, ma'am.
Okay, but I want $59.89 credited back to my account.
I'm gonna get you transferred over to the fraud department so that they'll be able to assist you in that manner, yes, ma'am.
Okay, what is my confirmation number?
C as in Charlie, 9207.
Okay, I can't understand you. I need you to slow down.
Yes, ma'am. It's C as in Charlie, 9207 400163.
Okay, let me repeat it back, please. C as in
Yes, ma'am.
Charlie. C as in Charlie, 920-740-0163.
Yes, ma'am, and that is correct. I am about to
And that's a
transfer you over.
confirmation. That's a confirmation number, so no more charges will go on, correct?
Yes, ma'am, that is c correct. All future charges are now canceled, effective immediately. I'm about to get you transferred over to the fraud department to speak with a supervisor to see about this, see if they can get the charge taken care of for you. Yes, ma'am.
You're going to transfer me to someone else?
Yes, ma'am, I'm about to transfer you over to the fraud department.
Okay, very good. Thank you for your help.
You're welcome, and thank you for
May I
calling
ask you one
customer
more
support.
question?
Yes,
May I
ma'am.
ask you one more question?
Yes, ma'am.
I pulled your phone number up on Google, it shows you in India. Is that correct?
No, ma'am. This company is located in California. Yes, ma'am.
In where?
California.
Oh, there. Now we know the issue. All right.
Yes, ma'am. But I am about to transfer you
Well,
over.
I'm sorry that you're in California. That just sucks. I'm out here in beautiful Wyoming.
Oh, I heard it. Well, it is beautiful. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, have you been here before?
No, ma'am, but I planned on going for one of maybe a fall trip. I heard Wyoming is very beautiful. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, thank you. I'll wait for the transfer.
Yes, ma'am. She'll be with you in just one moment.
Thank you.
You're welcome.